This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with up-and-coming singer Natalie LaRose in just a moment. But first, how much does your spouse make? Many of us don't have a clue. A study by Fidelity Investments found 72% of couples surveyed believe they communicate very, even exceptionally well, but 4 in 10 of the pairs didn't know how much their partner earned. The miscommunication didn't stop there. Among the 1,051 pairs questioned, 36% had different ideas about the amount of their family savings account, 401ks, and other investment assets. Almost half of the couples had no clue how much they would need to put away to continue their current lifestyle once they retired, and 47% couldn't agree on how much savings they would need. 60% of the couples didn't know or were uncertain about what they'd receive in Social Security payments once they stopped working. And nearly half of baby boomers, a generation on the cusp of or in their retirement years, lack that information. So here's a tip for folks who are starting a relationship. Getting on the same page about finances eliminates one significant point of friction that creates challenges in marriage. For folks more experienced in their relationship, to think about retirement planning and being aligned provides a high degree of confidence as people enter into retirement years. Having a financial roadmap made many of the survey's respondents feel calmer about the future. Among those with a retirement plan, 42% expected to live a very comfortable life once they stopped working, as compared with the 18% of those without a blueprint who felt the same. An app will handle your breakup for you. It's called Binder, and it helps automate breakups by allowing you to end a relationship from a distance. Simply choose the gender of your soon-to-be ex. Add in their name and phone number, choose from a list of hilariously brutal reasons, swipe right, and the app takes care of the rest. Those on the receiving end are treated to an equally harsh breakup text message and phone call, relaying the sad news in the bluntest way possible. The app uses several different pre-recorded breakup voice messages. How fat are we? Obese Americans now outnumber those who are merely overweight. Researchers found that 67.6 million Americans over the age of 25 were obese as of 2012, while 65.2 million were overweight. Women were much more likely to be obese than overweight, with 30% of women being obese and 30% being overweight. 35% of men were obese and 40% were overweight. Rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs arrested at UCLA, where his son is on the football team. Apparently, he got into a fight with a football coach. One source says an assistant coach was screaming at Diddy's son Justin on the field during a strength and conditioning session. Another said the coach was riding Justin, screaming intensely at him. Diddy watched the whole thing from the sideline and apparently got mad about it. Diddy apparently confronted the coach in his office. That's when Diddy was arrested for assault. Diddy swears that he acted in self-defense and that the coach was aggressive. Diddy was cuffed in the back of a campus patrol car and taken to the L.A. County Jail. He was booked on suspicion of assault with a deadly weapon. The deadly weapon was a kettlebell, which is used in weight training. Natalie LaRose is a Dutch singer and dancer who in 2013 signed on with Flo Rida's International Music Group label.
How is the rest of this year shaping up for you? You just hitting it big here?
Well, this is a very exciting year for me. I'm working on an EP that's going to come out. My second single, Around the World, is out, featuring Fetty Wap. And I'll be going on tour with Fifth Harmony in July and August.
Oh, have you met them yet?
Yes, they're adorable. I love them.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet them late last year, and they were just so sweet.
So, like, such a good spirit and energetic and crazy. I love it.
Yeah, so you guys are going to do well together, I bet.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun.
Maybe some cross songs, you know, where you sing on each other's set.
Oh, who knows? I like that idea.
Now tell everybody, you're from Amsterdam?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Amsterdam. And I came to the States about 5 years ago.
To seek fame and fortune?
To work on my music, absolutely. Yeah.
And so far, so good.
Yeah, it's been a journey, because I've been here for a couple of years already, but, you know, it's finally paying off, and it's really great.
Well, we can't wait to play your music, because it just sounds so great, and I understand that you're quite the dancer. I couldn't quite see you from here, but you enjoy that part of it, too?
Oh, yeah, I can never sit still.
All right, well, enjoy the rest of the summer with Fifth Harmony, and nice to see you.
Thank you so much.
With Natalie LaRose, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you know that fidgeting can be good for you? Well, it's hard to believe, but it can. Maybe it'll even help you lose weight. Here's the biological and the social science of it. Fidgets are often accused of not paying attention. Others think fidgeters have a nervous condition. And kids who fidget and don't sit still, well, they may just get dosed. Nevertheless, it's impossible to sit still. An adult fidgeting is the equivalent of thumb sucking. But the only fact that can be attributed to fidgeting is that it burns calories. A simple fidget can burn from 100 to 800 calories a day. So if you're a fidgeter, stop worrying. And if your child fidgets, lay off.
Will you give me a break one time?
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be so quick to assume that fidgeting is a personality flaw. It may just mean a person is bored. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He was known as Slash, and his last-second Hail Mary pass as a quarterback in 1994, the miracle in Michigan, is among the greatest plays in college football history.
Stewart, with time, lets it go. He's got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught! Touchdown!
So where is Cordell Stewart now? Cordell has transitioned into a successful broadcasting career. He's a top football analyst for ESPN, and he's been a sideline reporter for UFL broadcast. After not throwing a pass in an NFL game for 9 seasons, Cordell formally retired as a Pittsburgh Steeler in 2012.
There goes Slash, up the left sideline, 80 yards for the Steeler touchdown.
Cordell Stewart, quarterback, Slash, retired. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.